The World This Week, Politics.
The UN warned that 800,000 people could flee fighting in Sudan between the National Army and a rival paramilitary force. More than 500 civilians have died in the conflict, which has seen heavy combat in the capital, Khartoum. The UN also sought assurances from the warring factions that humanitarian aid would be delivered unhindered after 6 lorries carrying supplies to Darfur, a region in the west of Sudan, were looted. A jihadist attack on an army post in Burkina Faso killed 33 soldiers amid deteriorating security in the Sahelian country. By some estimates, government forces control only about 40% of its territory. A popular opposition MP in Zimbabwe, Job Sikala, was jailed for obstructing justice, which prevents him from running in an election that is due to take place in July or August. Activists and lawyers accuse the government of using the justice system to suppress the opposition and rig the elections. Palestinian militants in Gaza fired over 100 rockets and mortars into Israel after the death of a hunger-striking Palestinian prisoner detained on terrorism charges in Israel. In response, Israeli forces struck sites said to be linked to Hamas, the Palestinian militant group that runs Gaza. Local officials say one Palestinian was killed. The two sides agreed to a ceasefire. Recep Tayyip Erdogan, the president of Turkey, announced that Turkish forces had neutralized Abu Hussein al-Qureshi, the leader of Islamic State, a jihadist terror group, in a raid in Syria. Al-Qureshi took over IS last November after his predecessor was killed by forces opposed to Bashar al-Assad, Syria's president. Ibrahim Raisi, the president of Iran, visited Damascus. Iran has been a close ally of Syria throughout the country's civil war, but it was the first such visit since 2010. Joe Biden summoned the leaders of Congress to the White House for a meeting on May 9th to discuss raising the limit on the federal debt. The Treasury is now warning that it may be unable to pay the government's bills by as early as June 1st, unless the debt ceiling is raised.